Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba.
And we're talking about scary house stories. And we were just chuckling over the break because we had a caller call in during the break, but it wasn't actually a question. She didn't want to be on the air. I think she just wants some loan information. So we're kind of tickled about that. So Thank you, Barbara. I'll be giving you a call shortly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
of course, we're just teasing you now because, like, ooh, you're so sexy on the air.
I know my face is beet red right now. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, you've got a face for radio, you know.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell them what hashtag you put out for me.
Oh, that wasn't even me. That was my assistant. I loved it. Hashtag Eric is bald.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Hashtag Team Reba. We also have hashtag Open House with Team Reba. And then hashtag Eric is bald.
Which... you can tweet us if you'd like, but don't use the Eric is bald one. You know, maybe not. Now we'll be curious. We'll have to
joke.
Do a poll.
I think it's fun.
this is so
scary. I got to
be
careful because you're going to come up with me about, like, you know, Reba's butt's big or something.
Yeah,
like
once
that.
I learn how to do this whole hashtag thing, look out. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
We're going to have hashtag wars.
That's right.
It's going to be kind of fun.
We're going to have a hashtag throwdown here.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we do actually frequently post things on Twitter because I do have the handle Team Reba.
Yes.
And so things that we talk about in the show, we do post also on our blog. I've been updating our blog. It's teamreba.com/blog. And so our shows get rebroadcast there. People can go back and listen to them again. We also, for many of the websites that we talk about, I start posting those after the show. So throughout the week, the resources that we talk about do
and they're
get
super helpful. You have lots and lots of good information out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff. We also have posted on there right now our class that's coming up.
Yes.
You haven't mentioned that yet. So that's a little frightening to me.
I know. That is scary. Yes.
So our classes that we have coming up November 7th.
7th.
We have two of them, and they're going to be at the RE/MAX Metro office at 2312 East Lake Avenue East in Seattle.
In Seattle. Right on East Lake.
Yeah, we hope to have people actually sending RSVPs, so because we do have a limited size room.
Right.
So you can RSVP to info@teamreba.com. And the two classes we're having are the home seller class. So for anyone who's thinking about selling their home, you can do this anywhere from a week to a year in advance. And this is going to be really helpful information talking about best practices, how to set your home up for a successful sale, things to look for, what to expect in home inspections, things like that. Some of the latest things that include even people doing sewer scopes nowadays, which is less common. It's more common now, but it was less common 5 years and longer ago. So that's going to be from 10 to noon.
Right. And from 2 to 4, mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about the home buying side of it.
Yes.
So somebody thinking about buying a home, if you're a first time home buyer, you don't have to be.
Nope.
But we're going to be talking about really useful information, credit. What about credit? What about mm-hmm. programs? What about down payments? What about the contracts? What do you need to know to write an offer that protects you, but is also competitive?
Correct.
How do you beat out the competition?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're writing your offer, which is a huge topic right now.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the reasons why we call this our No Fluff Savvy Home Buyer series, and the same thing, No Fluff Savvy Home Seller series.
Yes.
Because we don't, just like this show, you know, we might joke around and have some fun with this, but all the information is actually very valuable and serious and gets you results.
That's right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to give you information that you're going to, you know, be useful. We want you to, you know, write it down, say, hey, I got some good information. This is going to really help mm-hmm. me. If we can save you from a nightmare transaction, or if we can save you some money, mm-hmm. then we'll sleep better at night.
Yes, absolutely. We don't want that scary stuff after houses. We don't want the scary part after the fact when finding out someone's not successful. And I will say, I want to make sure that people know these are open to the public and they're free. You know, we love it when people work with us, but these are open, free to the public. And so even if, you know, we don't end up being who you choose to work with, I mean, this information is valuable no matter what. I mean, obviously, we always love the opportunity to be interviewed for a position.
Of course.
But you don't have to be working with us to attend these classes.
No.
We're more interested in having educated consumers. So, again, 2 to 4 for the home buying class and 10 to noon for the home sellers class.
Yes. And did we mention they will be lavishly catered, you know,
Wait a minute.
Coffee and donuts, at least.
I was going to say, I'm not sure about lavish, but we will have snacks. We will have things available for people so they don't, you know,
absolutely.
Go into, you know,
absolutely.
A sugar coma or
but
something.
You know, and even this, the home seller class, I'm in the industry and I learn something every time, you know, from mm-hmm. these types of classes. So there's really good information. I think everybody out there thinking of selling their home has at least a few questions, things they need to know or mm-hmm. things they're not sure about. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I fix
yep.
it up? Should I leave it alone? You know, how do I stage it? What do I do? And you're covering all those questions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 No, it can be tricky, but some of that can really make the difference. You know,
it can make all the difference. Absolutely.
Yep. So speaking of other kind of scary things,
yes.
You've got a show coming up, your band.
Thanks a lot. What a wonderful segue. That's what I get for saying hashtag Eric is bald. Please use that freely now, everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
As long
buddy.
As your band can play the Monster Mash, that seems to be the, you know, the timely thing
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we can play that in between sets. But actually, our show coming up is not on Halloween. It's the week after. It's November 7th also. So not only will I be teaching classes all day,
yeah.
but I get to entertain people for 4 hours that evening at the Rockin' M Barbecue in Everett.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's up by the Boeing plant in Everett.
Sure, up by yeah. Payne Field.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's and it's from 8 to midnight, so it's not as late as a lot of our other shows can be.
Yeah.
And there's awesome barbecue at this joint, and it looks like a barbecue joint. Don't come up expecting like some shishi,
yeah.
you know, Seattle nightclub. But it's a fun place, and people can actually make an evening of it because it's also related to their driving range. So you could come up with your golf clubs, smack a couple of, you know, buckets
fantastic.
Of balls.
Fantastic, yes.
Get some barbecue, do a little dancing, work off yep. your barbecue.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a fun evening.
It is a fun evening, and hashtag XLB.
So November 7th at the Rockin' R.
No, Rockin' M.
Oh, Rockin' M.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd you get R?
I don't know.
Because of Reba?
Yeah,
Rockin'
probably.
Reba?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
very cool.
We'll be there playing our modern mix of music. It's a lot of
all
fun.
All right. Payne Field. So Mukilteo, kind of Everett.
Well, it's technically Everett.
We'll
Would you please
Everett.
Stop messing around? No one's going to be able to find it. You keep saying all the wrong places. Rockin' M Barbecue in Everett.
Near Payne Field.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, good. Got that, got that clarification.
Yes.
Excellent. Good, good, good. What else you got going on this weekend or this week?
For me?
Yeah. That it?
I don't know. I didn't know we were getting into the personal stuff. I thought we were still talking about... We never even got to, you know, the zombie foreclosures.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about zombie foreclosures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the break, I was talking about how there's zombie foreclosures out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people might be like, well, how's that happen? What is that?
What's a zombie foreclosure?
Yeah. What is a zombie foreclosure?
Well, those are basically vacant houses. Those are homes that have been foreclosed on and nobody's living in them.
But why are they called zombies?
I think just, honestly, I don't know where it originally came from, but it's.
Well, I kind of do. It's because the ownership sort of comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Typically what has happened is there's someone who got into default and some kind of financial distress
mm-hmm.
and the homeowner left while it was in a foreclosure action.
Right.
And they just assumed that was going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
that it would just complete. They thought, okay, well, I wipe my hands of this and out the door I go. Mm-hmm. And so they move, believing that there's going to be this impending foreclosure. What ends up happening is that in some cases, those banks have stopped the foreclosure process.
Right.
And that
right.
property, it could be even years down the road,
ends up showing up again.
Just sitting there. And what that homeowner doesn't realize is that they still own it.
Yes, and it's destroying their credit.
Yeah, it's destroying their credit. And that's the sad thing is they've thought that foreclosure finished. And many of them hear about these programs that now allow for someone who's been through bankruptcy, foreclosure, mm-hmm. or a short sale to come back into
yeah,
the market
again. 2 to 3 years, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, and so they go and they try and get another loan and they find out, what do you mean it's still there?
Yeah. Yeah,
so they're kind of few and far between, but they do happen. And oftentimes in the case of fire, when the insurance doesn't fully get the property back and they let it go to foreclosure, sometimes that also occurs.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we'd like to thank you for joining us today, Open House with Team Reba. Always a pleasure to be here. Hopefully we're giving you some information that's helpful out there in the scary pre-Halloween
yeah. But feel free to send your questions to us, even outside the show. Send them to us, and we'll address them on future shows and even topics that you want to hear.
Thanks for joining us all. It's Open House at Team Reba.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Homes.